You know, I think it's her father. You know, why can't they find her pops, man?
Because he's probably dead. His body will come popping up in the last reel somewhere. Eyes gouged out, fingers cut off, teeth knocked out. See, the police are always off track with this shit. If they'd watch prom night, they'd save time. There's a formula to it. A very simple formula. Everybody's a suspect.
Podcast. I'm your host, Gray. Tonight we're joined by Brandon and Brandon fucking only. Say hi, Brandon.
What's up?
We also may have a full house. We have Devin. We have Ash. We have Jules. Good evening, everyone.
What good is evening. Up? Hello.
Why are y'all so happy all the time?
Why are we so happy?
Hi. Yeah.
Because we just love what we do, and we're just so excited to talk to everybody and just bullshit and just, have a good time.
And besides, how often do we all get together?
Right, Brandon.
Yo, I'm sorry. Classes. Remember that one time when Jules was in school and she was going crazy? That was what my life was, literally.
Yeah, now I get to teach crazy. It's so much more fun.
Is it, though? Is it really?
No.
So, speaking of crazy, the reason we have convened tonight and all five of us are here is to talk about the news that has disrupted Twitter. Scream 5 has its first official cast member. You guys checked this out yet?
Yes, it was all over Facebook. How could we, not
miss
it?
Yeah, I couldn't escape it.
I told y'all.
Well, no, yes, that is true. Devin told us first, and then I couldn't escape it as it was spammed through all of my social media.
In real time, today is the 18th. You guys will be hearing this on the 19th, so it is current as far as when this will be released. David Arquette has joined the Scream 5, returning to the franchise as Dewey Stewart Riley Cox. I made up the middle and the end.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's not a real name. What?
Hey!
This is like when I give my dog random middle names.
I did the same thing. So how do we feel about this?
Okay, I'll go first, okay? Okay, of course I have to be the Debbie Downer here. Fine. Whatever, let Dewey be in the new movie. I was just hoping for something like a fresh take on the story. But that's fine. I'm going to see the movie. I have the same reservations I had.
I think we lost
Halloween
you.
Series.
Yeah.
Sorry. Call waiting came through. But I have the same feeling I had when Jamie Lee Curtis was announced to come back for Halloween 2018. It's like, we've been here before. We've done this before. Like, give me something new. And this is, of course, before we found out it was going to be a complete reboot of the entire series. So, I don't know. I'm bitching about it, but I'll be the first in the line to see Scream 5 or Son of Scream or whatever it's going to be called.
Okay. So, for everyone that's listening at home or you don't know, Scream 5 was purchased, or the rights were purchased from Dimension Films, fuck Harvey Weinstein, by Spyglass Media, which means we can get the characters anything that Wes Craven owned, which is nice. A lot of people have been talking back and forth of whether we need a Scream 5. Devin, thanks for reminding us.
You're welcome.
One of the key things in this situation, or the special sauce, is that we have Kevin Williamson as the executive producer. For those of you who don't know, he was the writer for Scream, all the Screams that don't suck. Except he didn't write Part 3. Aaron Kruger took that down with him. But I'm not sure if his name's Aaron. It looks funny. It's E-H-R-E-N.
It's probably Aaron.
It's Aaron. Okay. Well, whatever. I think this is very interesting because with Kevin Williamson as the executive producer, it kind of rights the wrong of why he wasn't fully, like, he contributed, he gets the credit for Scream 4, but he didn't write, they didn't use his first script. Like, the screenplay and the script he wrote are two different things. Most notably is that at the end of his script, you don't know if Neve Campbell, Sidney Prescott, survives. They never make it to the hospital. She never fights Jill. Jill leaves the house in the original ending, and then a police officer comes out and says, hey, we have one survivor. So you don't know if it's Sidney or Kirby. And then that was Kevin Williamson's plan to restart the franchise with Scream 5 and 6, which he already had planned. I'm assuming he's going to try and cycle that back in, which may also be why there isn't a writer credited just yet, but they were supposed to start production pretty soon.
Mm. Interesting.
Intriguing.
But that aside, we do have some good news. The dynamic directing duo from Ready or Not, Matt Olfin and Tyler Gillette, have signed on to direct, which I was very impressed by. Ready or Not, I think we did review it on the show. I guess I should know that.
We did.
We did.
Yes. All right. Thank you for the fact check. How are you guys feeling about that? Wow.
I'm ready for it. Bring it on, Scream 5. I'm not surprised that David was the first one to sign on for it. I mean, he needs the check. So,
jeez.
Oh, shit. That's like something I would have said, Ash.
I mean, I'm really not surprised that he was the first one. Like, come on.
Because him and Courtney Cox aren't together anymore, right?
No.
Correct.
So, where is he getting his money?
Did he try MMA or wrestling?
Yes, he did. And I actually think that that's kind of interesting. Because David Arquette's kind of aged well. And he was buff as shit when he was doing the wrestling. So, yeah. It would be interesting to see a different, more heroic Dewey come back.
Like, I think my excitement is going to change depending on how he decides to play Dewey.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if he's just, like, rehashing exactly what he did before, I'm fucking bored as shit with that. But if he's got something that he can bring to the character now, you know, 10 plus years later from the last, right? 10 years since
the last? Yeah, just about 9.
11.
11 years?
Has it been 11 last years?
Yeah.
Wait a minute,
so
when
if he's got...
Work about?
Yeah. Scream 4 came out like in 09, right?
Yeah. So 11.
Oh.
Yeah. So 11 years.
Jeez.
My math is right. Yes. Okay. so, I mean, if he's got something that he can, like, bring to the character, if there's been some fucking growth or something, I don't know. But if he just rehashes Dewey as he's always played Dewey, I'm just going to be very bored.
Maybe they'll have him and Gale divorced. Since they're divorced. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Well, they are separated.
Well, I mean, and they were kind of hinting towards that in Scream 4, that their marriage wasn't that stable, and perhaps he and Sidney had something.
Oh, get nasty.
I always thought that there was, like, some subcontext of Sidney and Dewey.
Me too.
Yeah. But I hope they don't put them together.
Some
she
sexual tension. Yeah. I heard that there was, like, a long letter written to Neve Campbell, like, celebrating Wes Craven and trying to coax her into signing on to this movie. So she's in talks to rejoin. We shall see.
Yeah, she has been very adamant about she doesn't want to go to the project if it's not going to honor Wes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to assume she has already agreed to come back and just hasn't signed the dotted line. Because, I mean, if you think about it in general, this movie was supposed to start production this summer. There's no way they don't know who their cast is, who their writer is. Principal photography should have started in North Carolina probably this month. And
I think it starts in July. But
here's the thing, right? They don't need the person anymore. They can just, like, digitally insert you the same way they've done with, like, Carrie Fisher, or the wonderful digital de-aging that they've done on, you know, the fucking Irishman movie or whatever the fuck it was. You don't even need the people anymore. Like, so you can get someone who looks good enough and then, like, digitally cast on their face and be like, oh, it's a flashback to Sydney. Like,
well,
is it in the spirit of things? Yeah, no, yeah. But, you know, there are ways around people doing this shit.
True. All I have to say is that I hope they somehow bring back the character of Kirby, because Kirby was just, she is my all-time favorite character in the whole franchise, and I freaking loved her.
Is she your hero?
So, I want to say Kirby last. Let's parking lot that, and we're going to come back to it. How do you guys feel about Courtney Cox? Gail Weathers.
Love her.
Hate her bangs. Gail, love her.
Gail Weathers is probably, I mean, next to Kirby, is actually probably my favorite character in the entire franchise as well. So I hope that she comes
pretty
back.
Fucking badass. Yeah, it would be nice to see her back.
Yeah, I really love her character.
It'll be weird to not have her in a movie, so, I mean...
Right, do you need the Trinity for the film to work?
Yep.
Yes.
I know, Devin, you just said you need Gail Weathers, she's your favorite character. But for me, I need Jennifer Jolie, because Parker Posey as Gail Weathers is the hardest thing I've
That just made my heart stop. I'm like, hold up.
You know, but Matthew Lillard has also expressed, you know, wanting to come back. And I'm like, but you died. So I don't know if he's coming back as a different character or maybe a flashback, but does not look the way he did in 96.
Wait, didn't we talk about some fucking conspiracy theories where, like, Stu didn't die?
Well, he died. Original fact is Stu was going to come back to be the killer in Scream 3 before Kevin Williamson got taken off the project. However, Columbine happened, and it was supposed to be like Stu led a cult of kids to avenge him or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
And then Kevin Williamson couldn't do the rewrite after Columbine happened because of One Tree Hill or Dawson's Creek. And so he kept with that, and that's how Aaron Kruger came on to write his wonderful treatment of Scream.
Plus, allegedly, he had an issue with the nose candy. But that's just what they said on the streets. I didn't say that.
Oh, no shade.
Cocaine
is a hell of a drug.
But I think it would be interesting. Like, I don't need Matthew Lillard to come back as Stu just to die off. But I think if we learn something from what Kevin Williamson was trying to do in the Scream 4 original script was leave with a cliffhanger, which has worked wonderful for Marvel for the past decade. So I think, like, Stu being a bonus credit scene, like, I don't know, Jill Robinson is still alive. Jill Robinson is still alive. She goes and visits him in prison. And it's like setting up Scream 6.
Ooh. Okay.
I think that would be a good way to bring Stu back versus Stu appear for like 10 minutes and then he has to die because there's no way he's going to be a good guy.
Okay.
But like kind of a mastermind nod. You get to see the character. As Devin says, he does not look as magnanimous as he did in 96.
How is he looking these days? I'm going to look this up.
I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
We've all aged, but, you know.
True. I do not look the same as I did in 1996.
But he is.
Although
been
I was
very
like 12.
He would come back. Another person who will come back is Jamie Kennedy as Randy Meeks. He has been spinning theories for a long time. He, too, was also supposed to come back alive in Scream 3.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead, I don't like that.
The more you know, I guess. Shit.
Did you not like Randy as a character? He's the original Kirby.
I liked Randy, but I think by bringing back these characters who we thought was dead at some point, bringing them back, it's kind of a pussy ass way to kind of cop out and appease fans. Because what are the stakes anymore? Like, does anyone die anymore? Like, what's going on? You have to
right.
Kill
what
off
what does it
characters.
What does it bring to the story?
Right. Like, wouldn't you say that that works in Wes's favor? I mean, yes, he's dead now, but if it wouldn't happen, how meta the movie is in itself, to where we don't have to play by rules, characters who you thought were dead can come back.
I don't like that.
Just throw that out there.
Yeah, because there's no stakes involved anymore. That's pretty much... In Sydney's scene where she's mourning Randy in part in Scream 2, like that no longer has any resonance anymore because he's alive. I don't know.
That's pretty much like bringing back Tatum for this movie. Like,
yeah,
I'm glad you said that because Rose McGowan has a pretty good theory of Tatum having a twin.
You know and what? I'm done. I'm logging off.
I'm done.
So hear me out. last week, the original 96 version. And to Rose McGowan's point, and who knows why this is like this, but if you guys remember, she literally has twin beds in her bedroom.
True. I mean, I had...
So why would she have an extra bed in her bedroom unless it was for another sibling, and it can't be Dewey?
For sleepovers. Because I used to have two beds in my room.
Mm-hmm. The Dewey's that lives at home. There's no way they come from a family that had extra money.
You know what?
You know,
I'm done. I am done. I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen.
I mean, I know she needs a paycheck too, but come on, like.
Wow,
that girl was not a twin. And if they do write her in Scream 5 as having a twin, I'm done with the Scream series because that's just stupid. Like. That's stupid. Create a new story, create a new legacy, create new characters.
But that's kind of the thing, right? Is that, like, the first Scream is like, oh, what are your expectations from horror movies and, like, all these twists and turns? And, like, it might just be on brand to do all of this dumb shit.
I think that would be a tarnish to the legacy of Scream if they did that.
Or would it be a way to usher in a new class? And have the torch be passed, not just because someone else came on, but because a horror franchise, for the first time in history, chose to pass the torch. So, like, all these characters are here as legacies to welcome the new class.
Well, I assume they're going to do that with, like, Courtney Cox and Neve Campbell and David Arquette, because I don't see all three of them surviving the next trilogy. Mm-mm. But I also don't want them killed off in the beginning of Scream 5, especially Sydney. That would be disrespectful to the
like
character.
How they did with Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I get Cotton. Like, I don't think he was as important to the story as Sydney and what's the other girl? Courtney, Gail Weathers.
True.
I was going to call her Jules.
Hey, I'm not important to the franchise. It's cool. I get it.
I've been watching.
Her love you guys.
Her character's name is Jules. So, but yeah,
I thought I was okay with that because how do you keep justifying that Cotton keeps interacting with these people? Like he was a person having a high schooler mother's affair or whatever makes that sound proper, and then
I gotta say I don't know how you word that.
A validated man hanging out at a college campus. And then he magically moves to Hollywood and lives in the same state as all of them gravitate to. So, like, how would you keep him having a reason to appear?
I just think that it was kind of shitty to do it immediately at the beginning. Not that he needed to survive that movie, but...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think they were just reliving the Drew Barrymore effect. Because
right.
I don't know if you guys remember in the real time, like Drew Barrymore was marketed as the star of this film. Mm-hmm. Like she's on every poster. So like when you went to the movie theater and she gets nixed in the first 10 minutes, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And then Party of Five takes over.
Sorry.
Wow.
But I mean, that's kind of like what I'm saying could happen here is where.
So what are we going to do? Pass the torch to fucking Gossip Girl, Blake Lively, and all these fucking people? Like. Who's the next class?
You feel very strongly about that.
Going back to Ash, I think Kirby has to be coming back. Hayden Panettiere actually posted a picture. She has the Kirby haircut again.
I can be
reason,
a hero,
on her
baby.
Twitter.
Okay.
So either she is campaigning herself to get to come back, or she is hinting towards Kirby is coming back.
Well, she needs to come back because she needs some... happiness in her life, because homegirl's been struggling, so give her the part.
What, her fucking country music TV show didn't do well?
Is hey, so don't talk about Nashville. Oh. No. That's my show.
So, she needs to work, but Rose McGowan doesn't? I mean, come on.
No, I mean, Rose...
When was the last time Rose McGowan was in a Tarantino film? Come on now. She needs a paycheck. Ooh.
I mean, I would like to see Rose McGowan. I don't want her coming back as Tatum, but it would be sort of like a poetic justice if she did come back to this franchise that is no longer in the hands of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That would be a cool full circle moment, but not as Tatum. Just give it like a PJ Souls type cameo like she did in Halloween 2018. We hear her voice.
You hear her voice? Like
right. Yeah. Have her be like the, be the teacher.
Or she could play herself. And be a star cameo.
That'd be cool. I love Kia. I believe her last two roles were voice acting.
Really?
Maybe a lot of money in that. Roles. So that could be a thing. Again, if you build a story that is good enough, then I think that it is perfect to have happen. And the reason I say that is because I want to hear y'all's best fan theory of how the movie's going to go. Who wants to pitch it?
Not me. I'm out.
Ash?
I'm out too. I'm out.
AMA, I'll go first.
I don't know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but maybe, hear me out. Mm-hmm. We could somehow bring back Sydney's father, and maybe he's like snaps and he like orchestrates something, or maybe Sydney's mother never died and she faked her death, paid people off, and she comes back and starts fucking shit up. I don't know. That's all I got. This is still all new. I don't know what to think.
Ash, we need a 5-page treatment like right now for Spin 5.
Yeah, I need a whole like storyboard.
I want backstories.
Scene by scene.
I'll start working on it.
Anyone
she
else?
That is so depressed.
I think it's going to go pretty much like Scream 1 and Scream 4, because we already know the storyline. A woman comes back to Woodsboro after a bunch of crimes have happened, and she's trying to investigate them. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the essential plot. So I think Sydney or Kirby goes back to Woodsboro when a bunch of murders happen, and somehow they're caught up in the middle of everything. That's my take. I don't think it's going to be I don't think the plot is going to be that deep, but I think the execution is going to be interesting in terms of casting, setting, set pieces. I do wonder what the commentary on the state of horror is going to be, because that's what the Scream series is all about. It's ultimately a satire, so I wonder what their approach is going to be with that.
Maybe that's why everyone's coming back, because you see our... you know, treasured people like Jamie Lee Curtis coming back and like, you know, almost in some ways, and you might all hate me for this, but beating a dead horse on a franchise, right? So maybe
you're right.
Some of what the commentary is on this is nodding to that. I mean, I really think it's going to depend on how it's handled and what the script looks like and what way the directors want to sort of play it. And knowing that it's the directors from Ready or Not, I have tentative faith in it. I liked that movie. I liked the direction of that movie. I thought it was pleasantly dark with some quirky little twists here and there. So it could be a good thing. But I don't have any like sense of like what is this movie gonna look like. But if like what Devin was saying, if we're going to kind of take a comment on what the state of horror is, sarcastically, Snidely, I want to say, you know, maybe there's something about beating the dead horse of a franchise.
Right. You remember how, like, when they brought the concept of Scream 4, it was like, oh, the new, like, today's generation, like, it's going to focus on, like, the technology that everybody's using and yada, yada, yada. So, it'll be nice to see what they're going to do with the part 5.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that because I want to run something by you guys.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Now, imagine.
Hold on.
Let me take a sip. Hold on.
Okay.
This hasn't been fleshed out, but I'm just basing this off of what you guys have just been saying of how would this movie at least start. We have an opening scene of someone popping some popcorn in the kitchen, yelling off into the distance, I'm almost ready, I'll be right there. So you get the sense that something's going on, there's other people involved, and you just see the hands prepping things, and they're talking, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. And the person takes popcorn to the couch, you see, bam, it's an Instagram Live by none other than Drew Barrymore.
That'd be hilarious.
And then some form of Ghostface ensues, murders her.
While we're watching the Twitter Live?
Right. Roll fake title card, stab 7 or 6, whichever the real thing is.
Right.
All of a sudden, Gail Weathers is watching it, and she's talking shit about it. Her Instagram Live goes off on accident. It's Ghostface. He's filming her, about to murder her. She fights back because she's 4 films deep. And her dying blow, she removes the mask. It's Stu.
Ooh.
Scream 5 title card comes up. We meet the new cast of characters.
What the hell?
There's never been a Scream where you already know who the killer is.
So...
See, what I do like about that is it's the focus is on the story, because as much as the Scream franchise was Wes Craven's baby, it's equal parts Kevin Williamson's baby. Like that script, especially for the first two, was phenomenal. So I really hope that with Scream 5, whoever is writing the script recognizes how important the dialogue is, recognizes how important the story is, and not just rely on. I really hope they don't focus on modern technology, because that's just going to age the movie quickly. Like in 5 years, right, it's going to look super old.
But that's the basis of the whole franchise.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, I can watch Scream now over 20 years later, and it's still as effective as it was back in 96. But I think when you're adding like Instagram and Twitter and when those are major parts of the plot, that's going to make the movie seem dated very quickly.
So my question to you, is it dated to our age demographic or relatable to kids who operate in that fashion the same way we relate back to regular phones being used in the original film?
Nothing's everybody. I don't think Instagram and Twitter are going to have the same hold in 5 or 10 years. So when you're rewatching this movie in 5 or 10 years, you're going to be reminded of how old this movie is rather than focusing on the story. Do you know what I mean?
I can see it both ways. I lose Twitter discussions all the time because I'm old.
And I think that's something that we need to think about too, right? Is that like, who is the target audience for this new Scream? Is it us, the original Scream fans, or is it passing it on to the new generation? Because I think that's going to change the tone.
What's going to happen, though, is that it's going to be a passing of the torch to a younger, newer generation. Because if you think about it, the amount of things they can use in the plot in terms of technological devices is pretty freaking badass. So, I mean, it could add a lot more depth to it. It'll be a whole new generation, but it could still pay homage to, you know, the old fans.
Yeah.
Only
but that's none of my business.
Like I said, I'm done.
Speaking of which, we're going to conclude right now. So any final thoughts on Scream 5 coming to theaters in 2021?
I don't know.
Don't suck.
Please don't suck. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for is please don't suck. Don't make me regret that I spent money on a movie ticket.
I mean, all I'm going to really say is... Uh-oh, go ahead. Go on with your bad self.
I'm going to say this to all the horror fans. We all need to temper our expectations, because no matter how much we're looking forward to this movie, when it comes out, undoubtedly there's going to be a huge part of our community that's going to just shit on this movie, mm-hmm. no matter how good this movie is. I'm really like shocked by how badly Halloween 2018 was received by certain sections in the community. So just chill the fuck out. Just enjoy the movie for what it is.
I literally saw a Twitter or social media post, or social media post today, where they said, we should never make a Scream 5. Scream 3 is canon, and Halloween 2018 was garbage.
Wow.
Let me get my bag. I'm leaving.
I'm paraphrasing.
I know.
But it was something to that effect. And I was just like, I can't trust your opinion on anything in life.
Right. Wait, does anybody argue that Scream 3 is canon?
I don't know. It could just be a troll. I really don't know. Because it's weird that you even brought Halloween 2018 into it. It's like, what did John Carpenter do? You know?